We're not going to start covering Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry. Don't be that happy.
The original prince of American punk, John Doe, has never exactly run the risk of being mistaken for Bobby McFerrin, but don't be surprised if he's feeling pretty good these days nonetheless. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. John Doe was born in Decatur, Illinois, but at 21, he headed west and formed the band X with Exene Cervenka, putting L.A. punk rock on the map. X's twisted harmonies, gritty intellectual lyrics, and hard-driving rootsy vibe quickly transcended the punk tag, and their 1981 release, Wild Gift, was crowned Album of the Year by Rolling Stone and the New York Times. When X went on hiatus in 1988, John Doe embarked on a solo career and displayed true country chops on his debut, Meet John Doe. Though X has threaded in and out of his career in the time since, he's had some nice success as an actor, too. His ongoing solo output has never strayed out of range from the country grit he established early on. After working with Jill Sobule over the last year, John Doe is back with a new album called Keeper. Among the long list of guests, Jill, Patty Griffin, and singer Cindy Wasserman all appear on the album. And John was very funny when I asked him about his frequent use of female backup singers.
I'm at peace with my feminine side. There's a girl in the back of my head, and it's me. It's Jeanette.
There's a tune on the record called Never Enough. You guys want to play that? Seems
sure.
to have a pretty straight-up... set up on this one.
Inspired by the Rolling Stones, without a doubt. And also just like religious fanaticism and people not being able to get enough of anything these days, like whether it's consumerism or I watched Hoarders. That's a really pathetic and distressing television show.
Well, it's one of those, just when you think you're nuts, you turn that on and you're
I'm
all right.
Oh, I'm not so bad.
I'm okay.
You got a closet full of junk. You got a room full of junk. You got a house full of junk. And a room full of junk. And a closet full of junk. But it's never enough. It's never enough. You got a head full of smoke. You got a world full of pain. You got a truckload of bombs and a world full of pain. And a head full of smoke, but it's never enough.
You've been a West Coast guy, I mean, you were born in the Midwest, you're from the Midwest, but what first brought you to California? Was it music?
Music and literature, mm-hmm. really. You know, I was always enamored with Raymond Chandler and Nathaniel West and Charles Bukowski, you know, that kind of thing. It sounds a big part of it, you know, that and the kind of like old silver screen movie stuff. And at the time in 76, 77, you know, Hollywood was really in a state of decay. The Hollywood sign, like the O had fallen, one of the O's had fallen down. And I'm getting there and it's like, this really appeals to my Tennessee Williams, state of decay. And
lying on my bed late at night. Looking out the window at the pale moonlight. Moonbeams, moonbeams, light up your picture on the wall. Nothing but the tick-tock of my clock can be heard. Noise in the kitchen sink of the dripping waterfall. Talking about moonbeams in my room.
That's John Doe with Moonbeam, And before that, a live performance of Never Enough, both from his new album, Keeper. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.